counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's that time again, another week and another countdown. Welcome, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great little website, Brian. It's good to be back with you. How was your trip?
It was good. How were you last week all alone?
I was sad and scared and lonely, and I don't know that the show came across as well as it could have, but because we missed you. But you're back, and we're going to bring them another countdown this week, and that all comes from the website that we talk about every week. You'll let them know what they'll find if they head there.
Old Reliable, earshot-online.com. Earshot's a national campus and community radio report, which you can find every single week, including the national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 most played albums every single week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, January 31st, 2017. Believe it or not, we're already into February. And again, you can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as top 30 charts for over 30 campus and community radio stations all across Canada at fine campus and community radio stations. And that also includes specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go and check it out. Again, it is earshot-online.com.
Yeah, and you can find us online too. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We will give you an interview and play something from your latest release. The hardest part about you not being here is that I don't have anybody to tell lame jokes to and not laugh at me. So, but it's I do believe it does come across on air when you don't say anything at all. So that was the worst part. I told some pretty bad jokes last week. So,
In addition, I only heard little bits and pieces. One of the parts I did hear was you pronouncing French.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said that
the words were real words.
Were they? Well, I tried. And I think people listened to you because there was like three French albums and then a bunch of hip hop and all kinds of other stuff. But you had asked specifically for them to play lots of French music. But anyway, that's that. So lots of movement last week on the charts, and we had quite a few debuts in the top 20. Probably some debuts this week. Anything dropping off? Anything moving around?
Yeah, it's a really busy week, especially as you can imagine with all the debuts last week. Not many debuts within our top 20 this week, and lots of those albums kind of sticking around. Tons of new stuff. We do have a brand new number one. I don't think you'll be all that surprised to find out what it is when we get there in about 2 hours' time. It was our highest debut last week, I believe. And so lots of different things to play this week. Royal Canoe from number 17 to number 23. A Tribe Called Quest from number 16 to number 24. The Lonely Parade from number 13 to number 38. And Drive-By Truckers from number 19 to number 45. Again, they're just dropping off the program this week. But as we'll demonstrate in at least a couple of occasions this week, lots of times albums pop up into the show. So perhaps we'll hear from them again sometime in the near future.
Most definitely. All right, we've got the first 10 of the top 20 coming your way right now as well. Music news with Steven is coming up in a little bit, and we're going to kick it off right now at number 20.
At number 20, a brand new album for the show, up from number 33 the week before. It is a new one by Sarah Beattie called Bandit Queen. We'll hear the acoustic version of the title track to kick off our show this week. Sky Wallace debuting on the show 2 weeks ago at number 20, falling completely off the Earshot charts. Here's a great example of an album bouncing right back into it. At number 19 this week, it is her newest release, Something Wicked. You'll hear a track called Works of Status. And then the Darcy sitting still at number 18 is their late 2016 release, Centerfold. Fold on Arts and Crafts. You'll hear Studio City.
Here is Sarah Beattie in a song called Bandit Queen. Your number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Can't take me down. I'm high as a noonday sun. I breathe fire when I'm bothered, and I'm a red in your direction. Got a pistol underneath my skirt. My corset pulled nice and tight. I'm a will, just a face, talking educated woman with folded dead men inside. I'm the baddest bandit queen see. I've a maiden form, I got soft whiskers on my chin. I'll turn your fingertips to blisters, prairie fire runs beneath my skin. Well, I'm smarter than the police, yeah, I'm clever as a fox. Got a brain between these legs of mine, sharp and sweet as apricots. I'm the baddest bandit queen you did ever see. I admire a Mabel Shirley star harder than Tyrell kerosene. I'm the baddest bandit queen you did ever see.
Never met when I You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
Earshot 20.
That was the Darcys closing out our first set of three here on this week's edition of the Earshot 20, episode number 222, with Studio City from the album Centerfold. Number 19, re-entering the Earshot charts this week is Sky Wallace's Something Wicked, a new self-released album called Works of Status is the track you heard in there. And Sarah Beatty kicking off the show with Bandit Queen, the acoustic version of the title track for her new album on King of the Road at number 20, up from number 33.
I talked about debuts at the beginning of the show, and I have to say that last week there were quite a few debuts below the top 20 as well, and I noticed that now I looked over at the sheet, there are quite a few debuts this week as well below the top 20. It's just crazy how much new music is coming out.
Yeah, for sure. 10 debuts that we'll be telling you about in the latter half of our second hour, so stick around for that, as we do every single week. And as you mentioned, lots of debuts both within the top 20 and below it, and so we just have, yeah, so much new music that's come out within the last month that's on our show this week.
Very good. And Stephen has news about more albums that will be released coming up in the later part, or early later part of 2017. You're going to hear about that in a few minutes, but first, Brian's got what's coming up next in the 17 and 16 spot.
This is our only debut within the top 20 this week. It's at number 17, the new one from Bonobo on Ninja Tune Records. It's an album called Migration. It's a track featuring Rye on the record, and you're going to hear that one coming up next. It's called Break Apart. And then the new album by Shush, called Be Quiet, or Shh with three H's. At number 16, it's up for number 25, you'll hear Pick of the Week.
Back, I get it when I saw it. Should I feel bad?
That was Pick of the Week by Shh from the album Be Quiet. I'm not mispronouncing it. That's literally what it's called. It also has an exclamation mark at the end of it there. So check that one out for sure. And number 16 up from number 25. And debuting this week at number 17, it was Bonobo from the album Migration. You heard Break Apart featuring Rye.
It's the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. And we are now going to take a break from the charts. Head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine, a friend of ours here on the program who brings us music news every single week, with the exception of the ones that we take off or when you get to hang out with your famous friends. But we do appreciate when you have the opportunity to do this. It's great.
I like giving back to to the people once I come back from hanging out with my famous friends.
Right, whoever they are.
Yes. Yeah. Who shall remain unnamed, yeah, because they're so famous.
They're so famous.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we've got lots of music news to talk about this week. This first story kind of came as a shock, I think, to some. And I actually have friends who are employed by this company, so it's kind of sad to see. But HMV Canada is closing their doors.
I myself was an HMVer for many years. And like you said, yes, they finally face some dire news amidst the sliding physical sales, the rise of digital music streaming. They've faced hard times in recent years, but they are about to get much worse as the Globe and Mail announced that the Ontario Superior Court of Justice has officially approved the application for HMV Canada to enter into receivership, meaning all its remaining 102 stores will be closing permanently. Senior Justice Jeffrey B. Morowitz, who approved the application, has appointed Gordon Brothers Canada ULC and Merchant Retail Solutions ULC to sell off all of HMV's remaining merchandise. According to legal documents obtained by the CBC, all remaining stores in Canada must cease operations by April 30th. The majority of HMV Canada's head office staff has been laid off, and the company owes its major suppliers, which include music labels and media studios, a reported $56 million as of December 31st. So definitely dire news for the company. You can go to exclaim.ca, read the story. There is a lot more to it than what I just got into. That was the update, but there was a longer story. HMV, of course, first opened in Canada in 1986 and employed a number of people, including myself.
There you go. It's kind of crazy. And I'm curious, does Record Store Day not have a positive impact for them? Or I suppose it's one day a year, so it's still your sales don't kind of all flush out in just one day of super ecstatic vinyl lovers.
I mean, if you want to get cynical about it, HMV wasn't really a record store at the end. You know, they tended to sell a lot more headphones and fun t-shirts and stuff than they did vinyl records. It was only in their last couple of years that they finally embraced vinyl, and it certainly wasn't enough. I think the idea of Record Store Day is to support independent record stores that have been selling vinyl and that rely on vinyl. I don't know if anyone's lining up at HMV for that. You know, with all due respect,
right,
it was not the kind of place that fostered the culture in its last 5 years. Certainly since Record Store Day has been a thing.
Well, fair enough. All right, HMV, there it goes. We'll see what happens with all of that. We'll move on to our next story. This is some pretty exciting news. Mac DeMarco, new LP on the way.
It feels like forever since we heard from Mac DeMarco, or at least since we got a full length from him. But he did recently reveal that his next album was finished, and now the Canadian-born slack rocker has delivered the full details of his next release. Titled This Old Dog, his new LP is due out May 5th, courtesy of Captured Tracks. The album will, of course, mark DeMarco's third studio album and his first since 2014's acclaimed Salad Days. The new material hears the musician adapting to his new home of Los Angeles and experimenting with some new sounds as well. He did say in a statement that, quote, "I demoed a full album, and as I was moving to the West Coast, I thought I'd get to finishing it quick. But then I realized that moving to a new city and starting a new life takes time. Usually I just write, record, and put it out, no problem. But this time I wrote them and they sat. When that happens, you really get to know the songs. It was a different vibe." That being said, that vibe was brought to life on record, primarily using acoustic guitar, synthesizers, and a drum machine, all of which is sort of new. Mac added that this is, quote, "my acoustic album, but it's not really an acoustic album at all. That's just what it feels like, mostly. I'm Italian, so I guess this is an Italian rock record. So that's what you have to look forward to. On May 5th, two singles from that record have been released online. They are My Old Man and This Old Dog, both of which you can hear at exclaim.ca, where we also have the 13 track list for the album, as well as a string of tour dates, not a ton of which are in Canada just yet, but I would bank on the fact that there are going to be many more to be announced in the coming months.
So much fun. It's a record that we're definitely going to be looking forward to here and could potentially make a splash on the charts. Mac DeMarco, no stranger to this show, for sure.
Very true.
All right, one more to round out this hour of music news. And I have to say, a lot of the music news that we talk about, a lot of the tours that we talk about, typically don't hit the East Coast. And it's not because they don't like the East Coast. It's just, you know, what makes most sense. But if you are a fan of City in Color, you're going to get to see them all over Canada.
Yeah, this is quite the Canadian tour. So, of course, last week, Dallas Green announced a new 12-inch from his City and Color project, and now he's unveiled a massive solo tour of Canada. He's called the trek, quote, an evening with City and Color, solo, and the tour will find him traveling across the country to 25 different cities, where he'll play a series of intimate theater environments. A press release promises that Green will perform songs from his vast award-winning catalog, with City and Color multi-instrumentalist Matt Kelly joining him for the trip. The tour will start in Courtenay, BC, which will be followed by an insane number of dates. I won't say them all because that would be crazy, but at least almost 10 dates in BC, 5 dates in Alberta, a couple in Quebec, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland all included. So almost no matter where you live in Canada, you're about to get a show, although Ontario and Manitoba have been stiffed. So I guess we'll find out if there are more to come. He will play a Canada Day concert in Niagara-on-the-Lake on July 2nd. So there is that if you live in Ontario. Meanwhile, that 12-inch will arrive March 3rd, courtesy of Dynalone. So a lot to look forward to, especially those tickets on sale now if you are listening after 12 p.m. on Friday. Do get to buy-in if you're excited about this tour.
Yeah, for sure. And one of those dates in New Brunswick is St. John, where this show is recorded and broadcast from first every week. So get your tickets. It should be a great show. We have more of our show now to get to. But Stephen, we could just stick on the line, and we'll be back with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Re-entering the Earshot Top 20 at number 15, it is Whoopso from Guelph on Out of Sound Records. You're going to hear from the release Citizens Band Radio and a track called The Animals. Duotang in there as well. Number 14 up from number 21, their newest album on Stomp Records is called New Occupation. You'll hear A Suitable Distraction.
Slow. begin to have? What may the animals do?
Shot 20. Number 14.
The opinion that they should decide the way that other people ought to live their life, following the lessons that they think they're told in a storybook that's nearly 2 millennia old. This is my life to waste, no accounting for taste. Searching for distraction and an easy way out, a suitable distraction and an easy way out. Simply capitulate and enjoy the fray. I'm of the opinion I alone decide the kind of nasty habits that will fill my time. Cause it's my life to waste, every misstep and mistake. Searching for distraction and an easy way out, a suitable distraction and an easy way out.
the Earshot 20.
That was A Suitable Distraction by Duotang from their newest release, New Occupation. That one coming our way via Stomp Records at number 14, up from number 21. A great example of a record that's both been within and off our charts for multiple different weeks, probably on the show for about five different times over the last couple of months. So again, when we talk about albums dropping out of the top 20 and coming back into the show, there's a wonderful example of that happening multiple times. So we only say goodbye temporarily. We don't say goodbye forever. Number 15, Whoopso, Citizens Band Radio is their newest release. You heard The Animals.
All right. We have three more tracks before this hour is complete, and we're going to get to that right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13 spot.
Science Nouvelle is the latest release by Duchess Says, coming out in the latter part of the year 2016. At number 13, last week, number 4, here is Inertia Part 2.
Number 12. Control yourself, control yourself. Relax, recharge, yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a double dose of Foxygen there to close out our first hour of the Earshot 20 this week. At number 11, up from number 14, is their newest release, Hang. You heard America and On Lancashire. In the middle there was New Fries, up to number 12 this week. Down from number 10 is More, and you heard a track called 90-Year-Old Girl. Starting off that set was Inertia Part 2 by Duchess Says. Their newest album is called Science Nouvelle. Last week, number 4. This week, number 13.
And that does it for the first 10 of the top 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and this is the Earshot 20. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com every week. And the show is recorded and broadcast from Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. The show airs every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to several great campus, community, and online radio partners. Over 30 opportunities for you to hear us across Canada as well. If you want to download the program, that's radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around. In the next hour of the program, we have the top 10. We also have more music news. Brian will have the lowdown for you. All of that and more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.